VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. Some leading Democrats are reacting to President Donald Trump becoming the first sitting U.S. president to enter North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during a meeting at the demilitarized zone with Kim Jong-un. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that President Trump referencing the great friendship with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is another example of Trump's affinity of authoritarian leaders.
To say that Kim Jong-un is his friend when this is a man who uses anti-aircraft guns to assassinate his enemies is just disgraceful.
Trump has said Saturday that the meeting would only last. The meeting turned into an impromptu summit lasting about 50 minutes. When Mr. Trump emerged from the meeting, he announced that he and Kim had agreed to form teams to restart working-level talks. And it's a third meeting between Kim and Trump, following talks in Singapore last June and in Vietnam in February. Though the DMZ summit raises hopes of revived nuclear talks, it is not clear how much progress was made. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday that resumption of trade talks between the U.S. and China is a very big deal, but acknowledged there is no immediate prospect for an agreement between the world's two largest economies. He said the countries had reached an agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May before talks broke down and what has turned out to be a seven-week stalemate. U.S. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed Saturday on the sidelines of the Group of 20 Economic Summit in Japan to restart renegotiations. Kudlow did assess that the latest unresolved issues as cyber attacks, Chinese demands that U.S. companies turn over proprietary technology they use, Chinese government support for its companies, and the sale of U.S. technology.